Let's start with a calmer stock market this morning. I'm David Brancaccio. The Dow future is up 307 points, 0.9%, the day after its biggest drop since the spring, where yesterday that index fell more than 600 points. That was prompted in part by fears about wider problems in China, given reports of a large property developer in China teetering on insolvency. Meanwhile, the guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve begin a two-day meeting today to consider when to ease off some of their pandemic stimulus. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Fed officials don't want to stimulate the economy so much that it overheats, but they've been waiting for the economy to make, quote, substantial further progress toward their goals of stable inflation and maximum employment before tapering off their $120 billion a month in bond purchases. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said inflation had already met that goal, and he saw clear progress in job growth. But the Fed is being cautious, partly because last month's jobs report was a big disappointment. The Fed isn't expected to announce any plans to start tapering at this week's meeting. Now some economists expect an announcement at the Fed's November meeting. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Meanwhile, the Club of Richer Countries, the OECD, is warning countries about backing off stimulus too soon. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says countries need to be careful while pandemic-era challenges remain. The OECD's latest economic outlook projects the world economy will grow by 5.7% this year, but that's a tenth of a percent slower than previously forecast. The group acknowledges inflation has spiked in some countries, including the U.S., and says central banks should offer guidance on how much inflation they'll tolerate. At the same time, the group says governments should be flexible about financially supporting their economies, especially with the threat of COVID variants, while vaccine access remains uneven around the world. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
For businesses during pandemic, the watchword is pivot. Refashion the firm to play with rather than against these sudden new patterns of commerce. Okay, pivot. How hard could it be? Like playing the flute. All you got to do is blow and move your fingers in the right order. Well, there's a new online program called Back to Biz, where smaller entrepreneurs can hone their pivoting skills. It has funding from a famous entrepreneur, Howard Schultz, the former Starbucks boss. Joining us today from Renton, Washington, is Ephraim Fazaha of Boon Buna Coffee, who himself executed a nice pivot based on his Africa-sourced beans. Also on the line, Jasmine Starr, who's an instructor in that Back to Biz program. Welcome, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Just to explain, Ephraim, what's the core of your business before the pandemic hits? How is it that you're trying to make money before?
Yeah, we would source, import, and distribute green coffee, which is the raw coffee bean. We had a cafe, which we opened up to our community. We would have pop-ups, poetry night. We would do all sorts of things. We'd have the library come in and read books to kids and sing songs. And it was like the most adorable thing. And so it would just be a packed house, a cafe, but with a community component, a community center component to it.
Jasmine Starr, help us out here, right? So when you hear the profile of Boon Buna before pandemic, had you been in touch with Ephraim, what might you have told him to do to approach the sudden needs of pandemic in an organized way?
I wouldn't give him any advice other than the advice that he had given himself. Every entrepreneur who successfully survived and worked through and thrived during the pandemic was on the back of innovating and taking the little you have, and sometimes it felt like nothing, and making something from it. So who would have thought that Ephraim had ever imagined that he would have librarians reading to children in the Seattle area? And yet, on the back of that, it's now opened pathways, community, and different ways for his business to grow post-pandemic.
So that's so interesting. So you didn't say raise a bunch of capital and hire a bunch of web designers. That's not what you have said to do. You would have said, first of all, leverage what you have, don't give up, and use what you know about your own business to move forward.
Absolutely. If I had said raise a bunch of capital and hire web designers, I think we would have been behind the eight ball. Essentially, all investments had frozen. We go back to just the grassroots work of what it means to be an entrepreneur. It is to make a vision that only you can see into reality. And that's precisely what we relied on for success during that time.
So Ephraim, what do you end up doing?
We had lost over 60% of our revenue. And what we noticed was that traffic was hitting our website. More people were coming to our website and looking at our products. Now, it wasn't the nicest website at that time. And so we said, okay, maybe this is an opportunity here. Maybe there's a chance for us to work on the look and feel of our website, and maybe it translates into revenue. And, you know, to Jasmine's point, I didn't have the means for it, but I had a great and willing, loving cousin who did have the technical skills, who was willing to, you know, redo my website, and we started to see transactions happening on it.
Now, Jasmine, it's too bad he couldn't take a crash course, right? But that's the work that you helped do with this Back to Biz program.
Absolutely. And Ephraim, what we do see now is that he has innovated, he has learned with a very sharp learning curve, and he had to do that mostly on his own, with many thanks to his amazing cousin. Now with the Back to Biz, there are so many different options for small businesses to go in and learn what they want to learn. So think of it as like a Nancy Drew or like a Hardy Boy series on choose your own adventure on what you need in your business at this point in time.
Ephraim Fasa is the CEO and founder of Boonbuna Coffee, and Jasmine Starr is CEO and founder of Social Curator. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, David.
And that online program is called Back to Biz. Marketplace's ongoing coverage in this vein is called Back to Business. Marketplace homepage has it. I'm David Brancaccio. We're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.